researchers build a self-correcting quantum device. But before that happens, quantum physicists like the ones in UC Santa Barbara's physics professor John Martini's lab will have to create circuitry that takes advantage of the marvelous computing prowess promised by the quantum bit, qubit, while compensating for its high vulnerability to environmentally induced error. In what they are calling a major milestone, the researchers in the Martini's lab have developed quantum circuitry that self-checks for errors and suppresses them, preserving the good states and imbuing the system with the highly sought-after reliability that will prove foundational for the building of large-scale superconducting quantum computers. It turns out keeping bits error-free, or stable enough to reproduce the same result time and time again, is one of the major hurdles scientists on the forefront of quantum computing face. One of the biggest challenges in quantum computing is that bits are inherently faulty, said Julian Kelly, graduate student researcher and co-lead author of a research paper that was published in the journal Nature. So if you store some information in them, they'll forget it. Unlike classical computing, in which the computer bits exist on one of two binary, yes/no or true/false, positions, bits can exist at any and all positions simultaneously, in various dimensions. It is this property, called superpositioning, that gives quantum computers their phenomenal computational power, but it is also this characteristic which makes bits prone to flipping, especially when in unstable environments, and thus difficult to work with. It's hard to process information if it disappears, said Kelly. However, that obstacle may just have been cleared by Kelly, postdoctoral researcher Rami Behrens, staff scientist Austin Fowler, and others in the Martini's group. The error process involves creating a scheme in which several bits work together to preserve the information, said Kelly. To do this, information is stored across several bits. And the idea is that we build this system of 9 bits, which can then look for errors, he said. Bits in the grid are responsible for safeguarding the information contained in their neighbors, he explained, in a repetitive error detection and correction system that can protect the appropriate information and store it longer than any individual qubit can. This is the first time a quantum device has been built that is capable of correcting its own errors, said Fowler. For the kind of complex calculations the researchers envision for an actual quantum computer, something up to 100 million bits would be needed, but before that a robust self-check and error prevention system is necessary. Key to this quantum error detection and correction system is a scheme developed by Fowler, called the Surface Code. It uses parity information, the measurement of change from the original data, if any, as opposed to the duplication of the original information that is part of the process of error detection in classical computing. That way, the actual original information that is being preserved in the bits remains unobserved. Why? Because quantum physics. You can't measure a quantum state and expect it to still be quantum, explained Behrens. The very act of measurement locks the qubit into a single state, and it then loses its superpositioning power, he said. Therefore, in something akin to a Sudoku puzzle, the parity values of data bits in a qubit array are taken by adjacent measurement bits, which essentially assess the information in the data bits by measuring around them. So you pull out just enough information to detect errors, but not enough to peek under the hood and destroy the quantumness, said Kelly. This development represents a meeting of the best in the science behind the physical and the theoretical in quantum computing, the latest in qubit stabilization and advances in the algorithms behind the logic of quantum computing. It's a major milestone, said Behrens, because it means that the ideas people have had for decades are actually doable in a real system. Source UC, Santa Barbara.